I want to greet you all this morning in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Lord. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we just pray, Father, that you would fill us with your Spirit this morning, that you would give us wisdom, that you'd give us words to speak, Lord, and most importantly, ears to hear, Father, and a heart willing to do thy will. Lord, we just thank you in all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, bring greetings to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just thinking this morning about the lesson that was given to the young boys and young men, and one of the verses in that was about a righteous man and a righteous father, and how his children would be around him like an olive plant, and how blessed it was to have that kind of situation. And just thinking about life in general, thinking about that, and Kevin and I talked about it a little bit this morning. He just mentioned it about this example that the Bible lifts up as real blessings. And then as we just think about that just a little bit, and we look at the men in the Bible that we hold up as being faithful, and we just see that is not what was accomplished in most of their lives that was lifted up. There seems to be an idea of just portrayed a lot of times in the Bible, in the Psalms and the songs, and in men's hopes and their dreams of just having their family all around them, and everyone is faithful, and everything is just wonderful, and everything just falls together just beautifully. But how little we see that in reality in the men of faith. The men of faith, it seems like a lot of times their homes were destroyed. Their families, often there was trouble in them. You just look throughout all of the Old Testament. I mean, there's just not that beautiful harmony of just generation after generation of men with their families, raising up their families and just having a beautiful life on this earth. More is like Job going through what he did, losing his family, having to make sacrifices so that his family, because he was afraid they was gone away, and then losing everything. And that's where we see faith. That's where we see God seeming to paint a picture of this is how it's supposed to be. And so people set their goals and their hopes and their dreams on what they want their life to turn out to be. And then God comes along and says, but you can't have this, to so many of them. That, yeah, that's a beautiful picture of how we would really like to see, but you can't have it. And that's where we see men with faith that the Bible lifts up as men who had faith. And I want to talk about that this morning is the difference between the ideal or the goal of what we would want and actually just following Jesus and just being a part of what he wants. And that's so confused. We look so much at the outward extremities, the outward things, the appearance. You know, we talk about people in the world, they put on an appearance and it's attractive and people are drawn to it and their lives are a mess. And you know, the same thing goes on in religion. People put on a big show and it makes everything just right and have everything just so-so. But it's all just a show. It's just phony. And that's not what we're after. We want things that are real. Things that are deeper than that. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Begin on verse 25. We may go backwards just a little bit, but for this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say unto you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. These verses that we just read are in response to what was given earlier whenever Jesus talked about not laying up treasures on this earth. And let's just go back here to verse 16 now. It says, whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But I say to you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break through and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. And then it says, for this reason I say unto you, not to be worried. So he was telling us about these things, and we take these things oftentimes in teachings on how to not get caught up in the world. Just the outward appearance of not being caught up in the world. And he's using this as an example that of how easy it is to be worried about earthly things. And so we're instructed to not worry about these earthly things. Just in the physical sense here. To not worry about those things. And that is the outward appearance of all of this. And so we worry about not worrying about earthly things. But the real struggle here is the spiritual side of this, of not worrying about the spiritual side of this. We can sometimes put on an image of not worrying about the physical side, and then we worry and worry and worry about the spiritual side of things. And that's what I want to talk about this morning is spending our lives surrendered to the Lord's will. Taking one day at a time. You know the song, One Day at a Time. And I want to just instill that thought in us, that how much rest there is and how much peace we can have when instead of setting goals for our lives and then being disappointed when we don't find them, just living our lives one day at a time for the Lord. You know, setting goals. Oftentimes that's how the world tells us to achieve something. You plan something out, you set a goal, you try to find something that you want to obtain, and you devote your life to seeking that goal. And we hear about people that do that. This devote themselves to being successful. They have a goal. They want to be successful in a business, or they want to be successful in something. And so they pursue their life. They lay aside everything to pursue this goal. And we hear of stories about how they make sacrifices and then they finally make it. And we're excited sometimes just because of the thrill of the overcoming something to obtain a goal. And yet how many people fail along the way to even doing that and obtaining that goal? Because many times we set these goals for our lives and then we don't make it. What happens then? We just get despondent and get discouraged and we just give up. And that's the problem. So we set these goals, these physical goals, like we read about in the Bible, that these high, lofty examples that are portrayed. And then we find men that don't reach them. But these men keep on anyway. Because their goal is not just to reach this goal. Their goal is to be faithful to the Lord. And that's what the Lord is trying to get us to do. He's trying to get us to lay down these big dreams, these big ideals, these big goals that we have for ourselves. And I think sometimes the Lord just takes them away from us just to see if we'll be faithful. Sometimes He just doesn't give them to some people, just to see where they're going to be. Sometimes He gives them to us. Sometimes He gives them to us. And then that's where there's a danger on that side too. We become proud. We become lifted up. That's why the next verse, whenever it starts, after we finish reading what we finished in verse 7, it says, judge not. And that's who that's talking to. The people who have accomplished some of their goals, who have got things in order, you're the ones that got to be careful. You're the ones that are probably in more danger, having obtained the good. Because the devil has a 1-2 punch. We see it through history that he'll bring on a persecution, and the next punch is prosperity. And the persecution, people get strong. And prosperity, people get weak. And then they wind up slaves again. But it's that persecution, that adversity that makes us strong, not prosperity. And that's hard to take sometimes because we don't like adversity. We just like a breather once in a while. We just like to have it go our way once in a while. What that makes us usually do is to settle back on our lees, as the Bible talks about, just to rest and take it easy. And then that's when we get hit with prosperity and we get in trouble. So I want to talk about this morning about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is now. We've got the kingdom of God sometimes as a picture of something way off in the future. Even as people who talk about the kingdom of God being now and living it out now, it's still something way off in the future to us. Because we're not where we want to be. And so it's out there in the future and we're just striving to get to that point. And oftentimes, it's just like the can getting kicked down the road. Just about the time you get to it, it kicks and it goes off another, goes again. And so we just chase after this can. We just keep chasing after this goal that just keeps kicked down the road further and further. Instead of living each day, right now, like Jesus talked about, today, living in the now, doing what's right in front of you right now, but seek first His kingdom and all these things will be added to you. Take no thought for the morrow. You know, we see this, we've talked about it in the physical sense, how you shouldn't lay up treasures trying to make yourself a golden future on this earth. Trying to make everything smooth so everything will go good for us on this earth. Jesus said, don't do that. And so, we try to do that. Because it's a trap. We can't do both. We lose sight of the physical. But then you go on past that. And you get into the spiritual side of this. The kingdom side of this. And we do the same thing. We're trying to set a goal to lay up treasures for some time in the future instead of living today for the day. We have struggles. And you know, all that we have to do is to go through them and be faithful. And sometimes we're so bent on the future and we're so bent on the goal, the spiritual goal that we have ahead of us, that whenever we start stumbling and failing on our way, that we lose sight of that even, and we lose sight of the Lord even, and we get discouraged because we're not reaching our goals. Instead of taking no thought for the morrow. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Is it confusing? Is it clear? You know, we don't always get what we... Our lives don't always turn out the way we think they ought to, or the way we want them to. And that's where faith comes in. If our goal is on our future, and our faith is laid up somewhere else, and our faith is laid up in a future thing or a future goal, when we don't reach it, our faith... goes right out the window. But when our faith is in the Lord and walking with Him day by day, I'm not talking about trained religion, the people just go, I'm talking about real life, being able to follow the Lord and have everything taken away and still get up and follow the Lord. Not just religion, but actually following the Lord. You know, one time, I tell this, whenever my children were first born, I'd heard about families, people that were scared to death that they didn't want to give their children to the Lord because they were afraid they might be called to be a missionary and be taken away from them. Or that the Lord might call them to be a preacher or something. That in the circle that I grew up, that was one of the worst things the Lord could do to somebody. Call them to be a preacher. or send them off to be a missionary. And so I grew up around families that, oh, they were scared to dedicate their children to the Lord for fear of the Lord taking them to some dreadful task like being a missionary. Well, that didn't make sense to me. So whenever my children were born, I just said with no reserves, Lord, these are your children. They're not mine. They're yours. And I give them to you. And my goals and my dreams and my ambitions were that they would go be missionaries, or they would be preachers, or they would dedicate themselves to the Lord and do whatever He would ask them to do. And I gave them to the Lord with that goal in mind. That here they are, Lord, they're yours. You know what? He took them. He took them. But not for the goals that I had planned for them. He took them. Just took them. They're not following the Lord. Hardest thing in the world to watch your children. But the problem is my hope isn't in my family and in my children turning out right. God's trying to get me to trust in Him. He wants me to trust in Him. You see, our goals keeps us from being faithful to the Lord. Our beautiful situations and our beautiful families keep us sometimes from following the Lord, from being faithful to Him. We can have it all figured out. We can have it all beautiful. And that's all right. There's nothing wrong with it. But can God have it? Or is our goal for our families and our homes and our churches and whatever we have, is our goals for it to be beautiful? Or is the goal of our life to seek the kingdom of God first? To be willing to lay down our lives for others. To be willing to lose our life so someone else can have some. Not just prosper and take care of ourselves. You know, we have this idea that people ought to just bend and bow to us, and that means give. That, well, they're laying down their life for their brother because they're listening to me. That's not what that means at all. That means like Jesus came. He could have lived any life He wanted. He was God. In fact, Satan was there saying, here it is. You can have it. I mean, you can be successful. You can have everything. And He said, no, I don't want it. I've got a bigger goal in mind. And that's to be faithful to the Lord. To carry out His will. Not my will, but thine be done. And that's what Jesus did. His life, if you look at the life of Jesus, yeah, He did a lot of great things, but did He really get much credit for it? Everywhere He went, He did something, and there was a whole trail of people telling, oh, that was phony. That's all made up. The devil's letting Him do that. The devil's giving Him power to do that. And they tried to suppress it and hide it all. And He had followers. He had disciples. And had 70 of them. And some of them didn't like what He said. And they all went away. Did He get discouraged? Oh, there goes my church. It's over. I give up. Forget it. My goal's ruined. No, He didn't. He looked to the others and said, are you going to give up too? I've got a goal. I've got a plan. I've got a place I'm going. And it's to live for the Lord, to today. Not tomorrow. Not to see what I can build on this earth. He didn't build anything. He didn't build anything. Except gave us an example of how we're to live. One day at a time. The devil fighting him on every hand, every turn. Destroying, killing, tearing down. His hope maybe sometimes. What does he do? He just kept on going. He laid down his life. And he wound up dying between two thieves. You know, we see the picture of men on the cross, the three men on the cross. Do you know what everybody that walked up there that just was walking in the city whenever they looked out there and saw three men on a cross, do you know what they saw? They saw three criminals getting what they deserved. They didn't see, oh, one of them's Jesus. Wow, there's God. They didn't see that. They saw three men getting what they deserved and cheering on while they were getting it. That's what they saw. And there was Jesus. Everyone thinking that about him. They see me as a common thief. Here I am. How's that for goals being shattered? He lost his life. In every aspect of humanity, of what we would see, he was a failure. He was a loser and wound up dying for nothing as far as the world's concerned. But his faith was right now. His kingdom was right now. Not in the appearances all around it, but his was right now. And that faith, after he died and spent three days in the tomb, rose again. The tomb couldn't hold that kind of faith. The tomb couldn't hold that kind of goal. The tomb couldn't destroy those things. In fact, it destroyed the destroyer. Because he had his faith where it belonged. Not taking thought for the morrow. You know, when we come to the Lord, if we can't come to the Lord and say, Lord, here's my life. Here's my wife. Here's my family. Here's my reputation. Here's my church. Here's everything in this world that I possess. And say, I'm yours, Lord. You do with me as you see fit. I'm going to be faithful to you no matter what the devil throws at me. Does that mean you're always laughing and happy? And no, there's times it's terribly sad. There's times it's hard and there's times it's black. There's times you just want to give up. But our goal is not this rosy picture that we're shooting for. Our goal is to be faithful today to the Lord. And we lose sight of that whenever everything's going good. That's why Jesus warned us. Don't lay up a bunch of treasures. Don't get so caught up in the things of this world and the things that are going on in this world and the making yourself secure in this world. Because that clouds our vision. That clouds our vision of keeping today straight. It clouds our vision of taking no thought for tomorrow. Because what happens when we start taking thought? then we start getting worried. We start being concerned about, oh, what are they going to think? What is everybody going to think about me now? We get concerned about, how am I going to eat? We get concerned about, what am I going to wear? That's what he was talking about. We're way past that. But what are our worries about tomorrow? Are we worried about building a church? Are we worried about keeping our reputation spotless? Are we worried about making sure everybody thinks my family's just perfect? Is that what we're worried about? We're worried. And we're taking thought. And we're being distracted from being faithful. That's the only thing that he's called us to do, is to be faithful. Sure, if we're faithful, things could go good. But if we're faithful, things could go bad. But what does it matter if we're faithful? That's why Jesus talked in the prayer, said in his prayer, "Not my will, but thine be done." Can you lose everything and turn to the Lord and say, "Not my will, but thine be done"? You know, we know there's an enemy. We know there's a devil. And his focus is not on seeing how messed up he can make the world. It's already messed up. His focus is trying to mess you up. Trying to get you sidetracked. Trying to get you discouraged. Trying to get you turning off to one way or another. There's a thousand ways to turn off and get worried about. That's what he's trying to do. And about half of them are religious. Worried about our standing. Instead of being faithful today. We take no thought of tomorrow. We make decisions. We make choices. A righteous man makes choices, irregardless of what he thinks the consequences may be. He has to do a righteous choice right now, to the best of his ability, and walk in the faith of that, regardless of how bad it looks, may look down the road. Regardless about the consequences of what might happen. Who may be angry with me? Who may turn against me? Who may forsake me? Jesus said, "I'm going to walk this path. Who will go with me?" That's what it means to follow Jesus. It's not some silly little song or silly little thing that we do. It's walking this path regardless of what the devil can throw at you, and following him in that path, and being careful about the things he teaches us, not to get caught up, so that we might be led in those things that would lead us off that path. That's what Satan's trying to do. He don't care what kind of sin he gets you into. If he can get you off that path, just daydreaming about your future, he's got you off that path. And that's all that matters. If he can keep you from walking that path because you're scared to death of what somebody else is thinking of you, he's got you off that path. He doesn't have to have you go out and get drunk, commit adultery. He don't have to do any of that to you. All he has to do is get you diverted from that path of being faithful today. And he'll use people. He'll use the person closest to you to do it if he can. He'll take your friends and turn them against you if he can. If he thinks it'll work. All he's called us to do is to be faithful. today. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? We don't know. But we try to build these little protections against it so that nothing bad will happen tomorrow. And when we start building protections for tomorrow, we're not walking today. People that build all these protections, the different rules, the different regulations to protect. They've got all these things to protect us themselves. By building those things, they're not walking today. It's not happening today. And they're guaranteeing themselves to fall tomorrow by trying to protect themselves today. Take no thought. Let us lose our lives. Let us lay down our dreams. That song, "All My Dreams and Hopes and Dreams at His Feet in Ashes Lay." At His Feet in Ashes Lay. All my ambitions. I can't remember the song. All my hopes, dreams, ambitions at His feet in ashes lay. But they're at His feet. That's the key. What have we? What are we but dust to dust, ashes to ashes anyway? And all those pipe dreams, those ideals, those hopes, those goals are just an illusion. They're just an illusion to keep us from just something to keep us from laying our life down at His feet. The first will be last, and the last will be first. It's those that lose will gain. Those that gain will lose. Help us keep our... May the Lord help us keep our focus on taking no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow, today's got its evils enough. And if we start planning for tomorrow, we're not taking care of today. May the Lord add His blessings.